Frontline healthcare workers face the possibility they could become exposed to the coronavirus each day as they do their jobs. Many are calling for more protective gear to be made available, such as masks and face shields. These clinicians are also worried they could bring the virus home and infect their loved ones. WBUR is speaking with healthcare workers about their experiences during the pandemic. This morning, we hear from some about the extraordinary precautions they're taking to protect their families.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Mitchell. I'm an emergency physician. Right now, I'm sitting in my attic bedroom. It's a small room, pretty dark. It only has a single window, but it's a really good place to keep me from contaminating my family with coronavirus, so I sleep here. Keeping myself and my family safe since all this started really is practically like a full-time job. Before I leave work, I store my stethoscope, my thermos, and my shoes. I get myself some clean clothes to wear, which I brought with me. And then I bag up anything that needs to come home and get washed, like a scrub cap, my socks, things that I don't want to wear over and over again that could be contaminated.
My routine when I get home is I will strip down in my underwear just in the mudroom, and I'll put the clothes I just changed out of and my scrubs into the laundry room immediately. And from there, I'll run upstairs, try not to touch anything, and get into the shower before going to bed. My name is Gabe Tash. I'm a physician assistant in the emergency department. At the end of a shift, all you want to do is just get into your bed and call it quits. But this kind of added multiple steps before calling it a night has really been a change.
My name is Jairo Suarez. I am a medical interpreter. When I get back home, I use Lysol spray and Clorox wipes to clean the steering wheel, seats, and radio of my car. I undress in the garage, and I put in a plastic bag the clothes I take off. As soon as I enter the house, I wash my hands and take a shower. The reason I take all these steps is because I do not want to make other people sick. For example, my 82-year-old mother-in-law is staying with us because her return flights have been canceled.
What we've decided to do as a family is essentially set our condo up similar to a hazmat decontainment zone where everything outside is hot, any transition area is warm, and after I get out of the shower and everything else that we touch is cold or considered safe. My name is Joshua Merson. I'm an emergency medicine physician assistant. When I get to the front step, the shoes and anything else that I had on at work come off, go straight to the bathroom, where my clothes or anything else that I was wearing go straight in the washing machine, and I'll hop directly in the shower. And I do this to protect my 18-month-old son and my wife, who has asthma and a known autoimmune disease.
My name is Jennifer. I am a labor and delivery nurse in Boston, and I am completely self-isolating from my husband and other members of my building while we work through this crisis. The biggest change has been that for the duration of this, my husband is sleeping on the couch, and we'll share the bathroom and bleach it all the time, but I'm not sharing the kitchen with him. I'm not using the front entrance. It's going okay. We have chairs 8 feet apart from each other in the hallway, so we can hang out sometimes between my work shifts.
Hi, my name is Mihir Parikh, and I'm a physician at a hospital in Boston. My partner, who is also a physician, actually tested positive for the virus. She lived downstairs in the basement. She took her meals down there. Our daughters and I lived upstairs. It was strange, and our daughters are young, and it was really, really tough to tell them, yeah, mommy's downstairs, but you can't see her, can't really talk to her, you certainly can't hug her. It was a surreal 2 weeks, and we were really, really excited when my wife's test came back negative after 2 weeks and she could rejoin the family. It was really, really sweet to see her be able to hug and snuggle with the kids again.